Part 1 of The Status Civilization by Robert Sheckley. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Reading by Greg Marguerite. Part 1 of The Status Civilization by Robert Sheckley. Chapter 1. His return to consciousness was a slow and painful process. It was a journey in which he traversed all time. He dreamed. He rose through thick layers of sleep out of the imaginary beginnings of all things. He lifted like a pseudopod from primordial ooze, and the pseudopod was him. He became an amoeba which contained his essence, then a fish marked with his own peculiar individuality, then an ape unlike all other apes, and finally he became a man. What kind of man? Dimly he saw himself faceless, a beamer gripped tight in one hand, a corpse at his feet. That kind of man. He awoke, rubbed his eyes, and waited for further memories to come. No memories came. Not even his name. He sat up hastily and willed memory to return. When it didn't, he looked around, seeking in his surroundings some clue to his identity. He was sitting on a bed in a small gray room. There was a closed door on one side. On the other, through a curtained alcove, he could see a tiny lavatory. Light came into the room from some hidden source, perhaps from the ceiling itself. The room had a bed and a single chair and nothing else. He held his chin in his hand and closed his eyes. He tried to catalog all his knowledge and the implications of that knowledge. He knew that he was a man, species Homo sapiens, an inhabitant of the planet Earth. He spoke a language which he knew was English. Did that mean there were other languages? He knew the commonplace names for things. Room, light, chair. He possessed, in addition, a limited amount of general knowledge. He knew that there were many important things which he did not know, which he once had known. Something must have happened to me. That something could have been worse. If it had gone a little further, he might have been left a mindless creature without a language, unaware of being human, of being a man, of being of Earth. A certain amount had been left to him. But when he...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?